show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
The truth is on Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. Today's date is the 15th of February. The year is 2006. And welcome back to the program. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, from 4 to 6 p.m. And that, of course, is Central Time. Many ways in which to listen to this radio station. I'm sorry, this network. You're listening via a radio station right now. AM, FM, Schalt, Wave. Well, just as the song said. By the way, I don't do this often enough to plug Steve Voss. Steve Voss was, not was, is. He's doing other things in his life right now. Had big record contracts with RCA. Started to climb the charts. Become very, very popular with his type of conservative, oh, kind of a little Christian bent message in his music. Well, not good for RCA. Once they heard the lyrics to his other songs, they promptly canceled his contract, said, well, you know what? We own your songs and we own your life. Not true. You need to call 1-800-HIT-SONG and pick up the rest of the stuff that Steve Voss has done. A lot of people didn't like the fact that I pulled We Must Take America Back. But I like Real Talk Radio. The moniker for the network is Because You Can Handle the Truth, Real People, Real Talk, Real News. It is, you can't get any more real than this, folks. So if you want Steve Voss's other music, and he makes a ton of it. He's a very good talent, a performer. I know him well. He used to do preparedness shows around the country back in the 90s. And I know him well, and his music is real good. He's a real good singer, songwriter. And, well, there you go, 1-800-HIT-SONG if you're interested in more of his material. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, got a frog in my throat. Let me get the frog out. Joan Vion will be with us in a couple of minutes. A program note here, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next Tuesday, Danny Schlechter. When News Lies. Now, this guy, he's been around the block, oh, about 135 times with mainstream media. And he did an outstanding book, When News Lies, along with a DVD presentation in the book. It doesn't get any better than that. Wait to hear what this guy has to say about the run-up to the war, who was controlling it, and the whole nine yards. You will not want to miss this one, okay? And coming up Friday, day after tomorrow, of course, Ed Waller will be on in my stead on Thursdays. L.B. Bork, or I'm sorry, L.B. Bork will be on tomorrow. And this is going to round out the Thursday's programming. I'm taking that Thursday off and letting the legal, constitutional people have at it and have the airwaves. And coming up on Friday, Dr. Francis Boyle, Biowarfare and Terrorism. Folks, we're lining up some guests for the next 2 weeks. They're just going to blow your socks off. They've already blown mine off. Excuse me while I take the break and put them back on. We'll break. We'll come back on the other side with Joan Vion. Find out what the our buddies, our globalist fans, are up to right after this. Stay tuned.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Joan will be with us in a few minutes here. Reminder, folks, coming up this Saturday, and this is going to be at the Alamo Draft House Theater, 409 Colorado Street in downtown Austin, Texas. We're going to have Dylan Avery with a presentation of Loose Change 2. And also Greg Szymanski will be down there. I will be down there. And assorted luminaries and folks from the area. Some people running for political office. It's going to be a grand time. There's going to be a little bit there for everybody. So join us this Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House, 409 Colorado Street in downtown Austin, Texas. And you need to call this number, folks, 800-724-2719 to get your tickets. And we'll see you down there this Saturday. And also, I before I bring Joan on, I just got to make one comment here about Dick Cheney and the hunting accident. you know, a lot has been made out of Dick Cheney. In this hunting accident, the questions is why did they wait so long? And some people suggested it may be like a Mr. Kennedy Chappaquiddick, you know, let me go back to the house and sober up before I call the cops kind of thing. We've got the other side of the story. I'm still compiling the information on the guy that he shot, which is a pretty big lawyer in Austin, Texas. And excuse me, there's some strange circumstances, let's say, around this individual. Everybody's focusing on Cheney. I'd like to step back, look 45 degrees up, and see what else is coming. So we're compiling that information, and as soon as the rhetoric, all the comedians on the planet are having fun with it, talk show host and so on and so forth, I'm not going to go there, folks, and for a variety of reasons, but some have suggested that it's too bad that Cheney wasn't shot. Gosh. Hey, folks, come on. I'll settle for being in a courtroom being tried for crimes. I don't want to see anybody summarily shot. At any rate, I've got Joan V on with us. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I am just doing fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
No problemo. You have been tracking and tracing the globalists now for how many years, Joan?
It's been 11 years.
And you were just over at their latest to-do. What date was that?
That was the end of, it was the last week in February.
Okay.
And I was at the World Economic Forum. It was my either 89th or 90th meeting, and it was my 8th World Economic Forum. I have determined, John, that this meeting is one of the most important meetings in the entire world. And I even believe it is more important than the Bilderbergers because it brings together many Bilderbergers at this meeting. Now, it's very interesting. Years ago, when I was starting to understand world government, in my book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, I have a copy of the chart that I'm going to talk about. And in this particular chart, it shows, this was from a book called the Gaia Peace Atlas from back in the 1970s, and Maurice Strong was one of the key contributors. And at the end of the book, they gave a picture of how they viewed the world in the future. And the world showed the United Nations at the core, sort of like an octopus, and then there was all kinds of spokes coming out from the UN, the core UN. And they included the international level, meaning the World Bank, the IMF, the World Health, non-governmental organizations, foundations, labor unions, churches, multinational, transnational corporations, academia, okay? And these were the spokes, they said, of global governance. Now, global governance is their phraseology for world government. And under their structure of world government, it would be not with the structure of government as we know it, but using public-private partnerships, which is fascism. It is the merger between government and business. The World Economic Forum is the only global meeting of this caliber that I know of that brings together all of these key players. As such, I have been, what they do, which is so wonderful for us reporters, is they give us what is called the Participant's Handbook. And this handbook is about 11 pages long. It's about as big as your hand, you know, about 2.5-3 inches thick. And it gives a picture and a bio of every person attending, you know, those people who pay money. And I have gone through that for the last, since 2003. And what I have found is within the World Economic Forum, yearly they say they have 1,100 CEOs. And this year they invited more, so I think there was about 1,600. But there were 2,200 people there, total of which 250 were people like myself, reporters. So of the CEOs and the additional participants people who, you know, took part in the workshops, and they have about 200, 300 workshops that go from very early in the morning till 12 midnight, and they're on all kinds of different topics. It's just amazing, some of the topics. In fact, this year they had a couple on right-wingers, and they had Billy Graham's daughter, I forget her name offhand, as well as Richard Land from the Southern Baptist Life Committee, and they also had Rick Warren. But in any event, I go through this participant's handbook, and I make a list of all the people who are Council for Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberger, Bilderbergers. Now, they don't really print those that are Bilderbergers. You have to really search and look at other documents that have who's a member of the Bilderbergers and then, you know, superimpose it on this. As well as Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is, you know, that goes back to Cecil Rhodes and the Rhodes Scholarship and the whole idea of bringing the world under British control. And it's very interesting when you take a look at the people who are players, and then you add in where they were schooled, Yale, Harvard, Brown, Berkeley, Columbia, Princeton, as well as Oxford, you see that there is a direct correlation between those universities, people who are more than likely to be members of the CFR and the Trilateral, et cetera, as well as other people who are, for example, members of or they participate with Brookings, the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Brothers, people who are, also there is a very strong tie with the London School of Economics, which is Fabian Socialism. So it's very interesting that within the 2,000 people, let's say, who attend the World Economic Forum, there is this core of about 10% of the people who are members of these elite groups working for world government.
You know, and Joan, years ago, let's go back 10 years, when I would be on the air and I'd be talking about the Bilderbergers, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, world government, we were being ridiculed in mainstream media that these people, they're a can short of a six-pack, the elevator doesn't go all the way to the attic, they're extremists, they're this, they're that, and the other. And what we were doing is chronicling and reporting on the New World Order and its dangers. And now it's they're moving right ahead with this. Of course, they're not picking on us anymore because their information is out there. They were promoting it as being a good thing. You know, world government is a good thing. Look how many good things we can do. But we recognize what the danger of world government is. For you Christians out there, why don't you grab your Bible and start reading up on global governance? It's in the Bible. This isn't a soothsaying here. It is written in the Bible about world. It's just in your face, world government. So it's been kind of fascinating to watch this worm turn, if you will. You know, you've been on, you're accredited through USA Radio Network.
And, that is correct.
And you're able to get into all these conferences and all these meetings. And you've done a lot of radio programming. You've been on Derry Brownfield's show, which, by the way, he's on this network. You've been on Point of View, Radio Liberty, Stan Monteith. A lot of people, you know, we've crossed a lot of paths here, and your information is getting out to different people, different subsect of people. But years ago, we were considered to be the right fringe, you know, the maniacal people that we were just anti-government. Joan, we like our form of government, or the way it was originally designed, very, very much. And this is literally the antithesis of, through the world government, this is the antithesis of what people have been enjoying, the freedom and the liberty in this country for all of these years. What do you say to people when they look and scoff at you and tell you, well, you know, world government, you know, what's the big deal? What do you say to these people?
Well, you mean these are the people who run away from me? I don't have a chance to say anything to those people.
That's okay. The ones who run away from you. Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine they're running away from me? You know? My mother would be shocked. Well, you know, I can't say anything to those people. You know, God gives each one of us the ability to have ears to hear and eyes to see and a brain to connect. And if those people are not praying, seeking, watching, and asking God for discernment and to know truth, they never will recognize it.
Well, that's a mouthful. I'll tell you what, that's perfect time to take a break here. We got to do, as one talk show host has put it, I think he was a convicted felon, we've got to do some crash commercialism right now. We'll take the break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Joan Vion.
Oh. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war and liberty.
We're being told that the reason why we're in Iraq right now, soon to go into Iran while we've been in Afghanistan, is to further the cause of worldwide peace. And, folks, it's unfortunate in this country not more people are familiar with our form of government, how it's supposed to operate, what the founders intended, then they would not be as susceptible to the deprogramming and reprogramming that's literally going on right now. World government is a good thing? No, ladies and gentlemen, it's not. If you think Agenda 21 is a good thing, RFID chips and everything, tracking everybody. Joan, have you seen the commercial? I mean, this is a little aside here, but this is talking about control, global control, which they absolutely love. The tractor trailer is going down a desert highway, has to slam on the brakes because there's a woman sitting at a desk. And she's there to tell them that you're going in the wrong direction. Your boxes are literally, one of the co-drivers said, your box, maybe you should let the boxes drive because they know where they're at. Tracking and tracing everything, putting RFIDs in animals, and on and on and on and goes. Agenda 21 is a big part of the United Nations agenda, which is going to be the enforcement arm, the world's police force. The United Nations and Agenda 21 is not ladies and gentlemen, in any way, shape, or form, complementing or augmenting our form of government. It is the antithesis of our freedom and liberty here. And Joan, how did you did Michael Reagan? What did you take phone calls? What kind of response did you get from that?
I did Michael Reagan about 5 years ago, and I did Michael Reagan for about 3-4 years. I received at the time some very good phone calls. I don't recall, and I received. I remember when I did Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. I sold about 100 books over his radio network, and I'll be honest with you. I stopped doing Michael Reagan. I really like Michael, but you know, his father, in doing a tremendous amount of research, and let me offer this to your listeners. I have on a CD the newsletter I'm going to talk about that has to do with President Reagan. It has my 2003 list of the inner core from the World Economic Forum, and then it also has the new 2006 list from the World Economic Forum, and we're offering that for $18 plus $2 shipping and handling. And I have done a fair amount of research, and of course, 11 years, you see my office, my goodness. The books, the documents, the papers.
I understand the clutter.
Yeah. And what I found in my research, I remember talking the last time I was on his show, I was talking about public-private partnership, and I was explaining that it was part of global corporate fascism and how heinous it was going to be. And he said, public-private partnership? Well, that's a good thing. And we ended up in this big argument. Well, when I started doing research, which is in this newsletter entitled The 2003 World Economic Forum and Fabian Socialism, I realized that what President Reagan did, whether he knew or did not know he did, is that he opened up the doors for big business, and he laid the foundation through a lot of tax breaks that he gave government at the time, as well as just, you know, the other things that he did, the philosophy that he embraced, the economic philosophy at the time, von Hayek and the road to serfdom, that, you know, government should be smaller. And in talking about government should be smaller, you know, get his famous phrase, get government off our backs, what Reagan was basically a proponent of is that government be privatized and that corporations come in and buy out parts of government. And that's what you're seeing not only here but all over the world. And so it's been a long time since I've done Michael Reagan, and I just felt that it would be very hard for me to really be very honest, you know, on his radio show. And I wanted to, you know, honor him because of who he is, the president's son. But that's all I can tell you.
Yeah, in 2004, August of 2004, I was at the Republican National Convention. I had an opportunity to talk to Michael, and you're right. I think he was doing television programming with then on MSNBC, Joe Scarsboro. And you're right. He is a very nice man, and you don't want to, I mean, here's a president's son, and you don't really want to hammer him, but here you are with all this information. And knowing that this has got to be a strong conflict for you because you know you're into what telling the truth. That's
yeah.
What you're there to do and to warn people. You're kind of the watchman on the wall blowing that trumpet, and you're there to inform people. And I'm rather shocked because Reagan's got a pretty big audience, and that tells me something. If you only got up there and only sold 100 copies of your book. I mean, that is amazing. That simply is amazing. And before the commercial break, we've got another one of those crass little breaks coming up here. They're in a long segment. Joan Vian will be in California on Thursday evening at the Granada Forum on March 9th at 6:30 p.m. I always told you to keep your pen and paper handy. The contact number there is 818-892-2283. That number again for the March 9th out at the Granada Forum, which I actually spoke at myself years ago, 818-892-2283. We'll be right back with Joan Vian.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Now that I admonished you for not having pen and paper ready, let me also tell you where Joan is going to be speaking next month at the Atrium Hotel in Irvine, California, and that'll be on March 11th and 12th at the 2006 Health and Freedom Conference, sponsored by Freedom Law School. What's the guy's name? Peyton Monte?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
There
Amen.
You go. There you go. Yeah, I saw that ad in the back of the American Free Press, full-page ad, color ad on that, and it piqued my interest, and I'm glad you're going to be out there. The phone number for that, ladies and gentlemen, for the March 11th and 12th Health and Freedom Conference, sponsored by Freedom Law School and Peyton, the number for more information is 760-868-4271. And your website, Joan Vian, is womensgroup.org.
Correct.
There is a lot of good information there, ladies and gentlemen. And you also have an audio tape of your latest speech, World Government, the Tragedy and the Hope. I like the takeoff on Carl Quigley's work. And this tape will help you understand the world without borders, the new global policy for the dollar, and how the stock market's been put back to the pre-1929 times. And also that's accompanied by an in-depth, I've had problems with my lips and it's still only Wednesday, I hope I get over this, in-depth analysis of the new global policy for the dollar. And you can order that, ladies and gentlemen. And here again, let me remind you of something, because sometimes people have a tendency to forget. We've got people like Joan Vion and a host of other people out there walking the walk and talking the talk and making their information available. Keep this in mind. What these good folks are doing is compiling the information, because we're not all expected to know every subject matter in depth and in detail. It's hard to do. So when we have an opportunity for something like this that you can share with friends, this is a wonderful tool. Think of it as a tool to combat global governance. 301 to get that tape, 301-371-0541. Joan, I know gosh, we could talk for 5 hours straight and not cover all of what you've seen and heard and experienced and your knowledge base and everything else, but if you care to pick a direction of where you want to go and what you want to have the listeners understand out of today's program.
Yes, I'm glad you asked me that, because I would really like to share a little bit more about some of the research, some of the things that I was able to connect at this World Economic Forum. I had talked in the first segment about the fact that I believe this meeting is even as important or even more important than the Bilderbergers. I expressed that to the man who has set up the World Economic Forum. His name is Klaus Schwab, and I basically told him that in a press briefing. I went on to ask, I found it very interesting, this year there were three crown princes of Europe that were at this meeting, and it's very interesting to see what the crown princes of Europe are doing, because after all, you mentioned my book, or I mentioned my book, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. That book was written at the beginning of within a couple years of when I started covering global meetings. And Sustainable Prince comes after Sustainable Development, because Prince Charles has been at the apex of getting and working behind the scenes and getting Agenda 21 to, their phraseology was, to go down at the Rio Earth Summit. He also fostered sustainable development to make sure that it was a philosophy that would take root, which it has. And as such, I find it fascinating that when I take a look at the royalty of Europe, the different princes that were there, Prince Hakon from Norway is basically now he's working with the United Nations Development Program, and he is now he's helping with the Millennium Development Goals. That's his big thing. Okay, Prince Philippe of Belgium. He is a member of the Club of Rome, and he was there. And then you have the Prince of Holland, Wilhelm. Yeah, Wilhelm. And Wilhelm, you know, his father started. His grandfather started the Bilderbergers, and he's an honorary member of the Bilderbergers, of course, you know. And so you have these three princes who are, in effect, helping and helping with world government. And the King of Sweden, the Queen of Holland, those two people are on. They are members of the Order of the Garter, the group of the chivalrous. They call it chivalrous order, but actually it's very occultic order that surrounds Queen Elizabeth. So I asked Klaus Schwab. I said, "How come Prince Charles isn't here?" Now I knew that he was there sometime in the 90s, and he looked at me and he said, "Oh, Prince Charles has been here, as has every member of the royal family, with the exception of the Queen." So, building on that, let me just talk about Kofi Annan and Kofi Annan's presence at the World Economic Forum. My first World Economic Forum was in 1998, And I had forgotten that that also was Kofi Annan's first World Economic Forum. And it was at that meeting that Kofi Annan talked about and made public a new program called the Global Compact. Now, the Global Compact is where Kofi Annan invited and asked multinational and transnational corporations, the CEOs at the World Economic Forum, to work with the United Nations to help them meet their goals. Now, that was 1998. In 2000, the United Nations came out with the Millennium Development Goals, which basically are unreachable and will basically bankrupt all countries as they try and reach, you know, reducing poverty by one half, reducing starvation by one half, you know, giving every kid in the world a basic education, reducing HIV/AIDS by one half.
Wait, which half are they talking about? After they their targeted goal of eliminating 75% of the world's population, are they talking about half of what's left?
Well, they never make that, you know, they don't want us to know all those details.
Right.
Good point, though. And I have done a lot of research on the Global Compact because, you see, the World Economic Forum is that perfect environment whereby you have the international level, you know, the World Bank, the IMF, the WHO, the WTO ad nauseum, with, you know, these multinational corporations. And so I have done a lot of interviews on the Global Compact. I have gone to the UN. I've attended a couple meetings. I've interviewed all the key people. And over again, they all attribute the Global Compact to Kofi Annan. Now, Kofi Annan, you know, he was appointed, elected by the inner core, however you want to say it, the end of 1997, so he began in 1998, and he was within 1 month of being Secretary General when he was at the World Economic Forum. I read all of Prince Charles' speeches that he gave when he was here in the United States, and interestingly enough, in a speech in California, he basically said that he went to the UN and he addressed the idea of government and business working together. It was his idea. And he did that in 1997. Well, depending on when he did that in 97, Kofi Annan might not have even been Secretary General at that time. Or maybe, you know, it was within the last month. Who knows? But all of a sudden, here's this very sophisticated program being launched, you know, very shortly after he became Secretary General. So I always interview this woman who I have interviewed all over the world. She wrote all the books on public-private partnership for corporations. Her name is Jane Nelson. She's a Rhodes Scholar. She's a very, very brilliant woman. And I don't think she has a clue as to what she's doing. I see her heart, and, you know, she really thinks she's doing something absolutely super to help the world get better. And so I did this little interview with her, and I said, Kofi Annan is here, and I said, is it correct that Kofi Annan started the Global Compact? Oh, yes, and she went on, and she explained a couple other people who I've interviewed that helped facilitate it. And I said, but Jane, when Prince Charles was in the U.S., he said it was his idea. She looked at me, she stopped, and she said, well, yes, it was his idea. And then she spent 2-3 minutes talking about what a brilliant idea it was. You know, there is a total blackout. This is my whole point. There is a total blackout on the role of the British royal family in world affairs today. I did a newsletter on the British Commonwealth, and I always, although the real title is Commonwealth, I always say British so that people know what I'm talking about, because some people might not know it's just the Commonwealth. And a couple years ago, I was looking at the list of groups and organizations that are observers and who are able then to make comments and, you know, work within the UN as an observer at the General Assembly and make comments from the, you know, during the plenary. And Commonwealth was one of them. And then, well, I won't go into all my details, but I started looking at the Commonwealth. The Commonwealth is comprised of 54 countries. And nobody has ever said to the Commonwealth, well, you have 54 countries, that's about 25% of all the countries in the UN, you need to choose. Either you operate in the Commonwealth or you operate in the UN. Now, choose which one it's going to be.
Is there any difference?
Well, there's not really.
Right.
And that's where I'm going. Because when you look at the Commonwealth, and in the UN, 54, which means the potential of 54 votes, at the Group of Eight, there's Canada and the UK. That's two against the U.S., so it's 2-1 there. At the Bank for International Settlements, it's like 28, so it's 28-1. You can go through the WTO, the WHO, the IMF, the World Bank, ad nauseum, and we are outvoted all over the international level. And interestingly enough, given the free trade areas of the Americas, there are 13 Commonwealth countries in this hemisphere. And so when we become a free trade zone and they all accept the dollar and there are no barriers or boundaries between the nation states, exactly who will rule who, because we have 13 Commonwealth countries, which also means within the Organization of American States, which will be their parliament, it'll be 13-1.
This is, we run ads, by the way, on this network against Free Trade Area of Americas. And it's shocking and disturbing to me that if I were to run down a litany or a list of names that you would be familiar with, and what I am hearing from certain segments is that, well, we're into this thing now. We need to carve out our own space. We need to make sure that our voices are going to be heard within this world forum, in other words, the New World Order and the global governance scheme, that we've gone too far down this road and, well, we're in it now, we can't back out of it, and we've got to make the best of it.
I don't want to say on radio what I think that is.
Use nice terms. I mean, I want to get your opinion on it.
A bunch of crap.
Okay.
Yeah. Those are the nice terms.
Yeah.
And from there, it just gets very, very, very smelly.
Well, and but a lot of people are starting to believe this. I mean, that we are making a difference, at least the mindset. And this is how the trade status, the permanent trade status that Congress did a couple of years ago with our good buds and pals, the Chinese, that if they weren't making money out of us right now, they'd have no problem at all launching nukes on us to get rid of us. But, you know, I look at this and I look at the business interests that are in China and they're saying, well, you know, the Chinese people, the common person over there is, well, their lifestyle is getting better and this, that, and the other. And doesn't that make you feel good? But we're running trade deficits with China right now. It's $75 billion a month.
Yeah.
People are buying their goods made in a lot of Chinese government-owned factories over there. You know, there's your public-private interest going on. Now, you're talking about fascism in a communist country. But, people are starting to look at this. Well, you know, it isn't, I guess, that bad. But we are deindustrializing this country. We're not making anything in this country anymore. What is the mindset and the thought of the people that you've been talking to around these forums? As to what are they saying to you, Joan, about the discrepancies here, what's happening to the standard of living and what's happening to America? Do they ever give you any clue as to their inside thoughts on this?
Oh, no. I mean, you know, my first clue as to even the Commonwealth came at the World Trade Organization meeting in Cancun. And let me just say that in Cancun, that was my second WTO meeting. My first one was Seattle, okay? And I'm going to answer your question, but indirectly. What you have on a global basis is that you have the developed countries, the English-speaking countries, who have the agenda. And there is a difference in languages and cultural norms and the wording in a lot of these documents. And what they are doing at the WTO is they're changing language, they're changing the meaning of words, and a lot of these third world countries can't really truly get the understanding, the true understanding of what's happening or going to happen to them. Now, with regard to this hemisphere, for anybody out there who believes that the free trade areas of the Americas is going to be a positive thing for all Americans, there is a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell you, and I want cash, okay? No such thing. Let's take a look. I mentioned the Commonwealth and the fact that we're going to be outvoted, number one, so we're not even going to really have any say about what happens. It's not going to happen, not with a 13 Commonwealth country, number one. Number two, the dollar. The dollar has to drop in order for the other third world bankrupt, drug-ridden, corrupt leader countries to come into this whole thing.
By the way, we got to take the break. I just wanted to ask the quick question. That bridge you've got up for sale, you'll take cash. Is that in euros or dollars?
At this point, I might take euros.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back. And take your calls, 800-313-9443.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You know, the World Forum folks, they're just caring people. They talk about subjects such as economics, globalization, human rights, science, medicine, healthcare, pensions, energy, oil, gas, and now natural disasters. You know, this all to the uninitiated, Joan, would sound absolutely fantastic. These are all things that people are concerned about. They're all concerned about rights and, you know, science is interesting, you know, better living through science and medicine. Oh, well, You know, they've done milestone things with medicine and pensions and energy and oil and all of those things that are necessary. But they're not understanding who's going to be controlling this. And I had to laugh. In a way, it was quite comical. Several years ago, Bill Clinton at the World Trade Organization meeting out in the West Coast or the Left Coast up there. The riots were going on in the streets. Property was being damaged. And then he said, you know, the people outside of this convention hall are concerned that they will not have a voice. I, Bill Clinton, am going to assure you that you will have a voice. Joan, we can't get redress from our own government here in this country. What frame of mind and what educational status or understanding are these people at that they would think in a world body that their voice would carry more weight than it does under our present system, being citizens in this country with our own government?
Well, they're being foolish and stupid. Naive doesn't even fit the bill. There is no such thing as redress. Once they take our freedom, there is no redress. You know, once freedom is lost, it's lost forever. I mean, you know, you can only go down. You can't go up when you have no freedom. So for people who have no idea of the evil of world government, I suggest they read the story of the Roman Empire, number one. Number two, I suggest they get my books, Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince, and the United Nations Global Straitjacket. They can send for that tape, Tragedy and Hope. They can send for the CD on the inner core of people. They must understand the philosophy. The philosophy is anti-God. It is anti-freedom. It is anti-property rights. I mean, once they control everything, that's it. I mean, there's nothing.
Well, and folks should snap to that about property ownership. You know, this is under the communistic model that private property. There are certain inherent rights that the founders made sure that property was high on their priority list because that afforded you certain protections. And we're seeing right now a Supreme Court ruling just recently about eminent domain, the things that they're doing around the country with that. Think of this on a large global scale with their sustainable developments, their buffer zones around sensitive areas. And let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, years ago we put the maps out. When you overlay all the maps through all of their different programs to protect the environment worldwide, and especially here inside this country, 75% of the land that we have, the land mass we have right now inside the United States, will not be habitable by us. This is our country, folks. We're going to have a world body telling us where and how we can live on every square inch of this land in this country. Are you getting scared yet? You should be. This is evil, just absolutely fantastic in its scope and its evil, ladies and gentlemen. Next hour, we'll continue with Joan here. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. We'll do that after a short top of the hour break. And let me remind you again, coming up this Saturday, February 18th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Alamo Draft House in downtown Austin, Texas, on 409 Colorado Street, Dylan Avery with Loose Change 2 on a 9/11 question. Also, Greg Szymanski will be there, I will be there, and many other people that you will recognize in and around Central Texas. Be there Saturday. Call us.
In America, we value our liberty. But there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.